That's what it is outside. What are you doing? Are you just staying home in the air conditioning, the central air? Or are you one of these people that enjoys getting out in this heat? Well, let me tell you, Connecticut is one of the most amazing states. I was born here, raised here. I love this state. And my favorite thing in the world is that it is not landlocked. I love that. I like being able to pop in my car, head to Westbrook, go to Bill's Seafood, you know, have my crab cakes, get my ice cream, give the seagulls some fries, and then head over and get some ice cream. These are things that I absolutely love. Joining me now this morning, because there's plenty to love in Connecticut, Rachel Lenda. She is the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. Good morning. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Morning, darling. It is a beautiful, balmy 81 degrees where I live, so here in Connecticut. Not bad for 7:50 in the morning.
Well, it is bad for 7:50 in the morning, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, glass half full or half empty. Could be, you know, whichever way you look at it.
There you go. That's true. So, yeah, I love the Connecticut shoreline. I mean, we have such beautiful beaches and parks, and they pack up fast in this hot weather.
They do, you know, and especially our state parks, you know, they can reach capacity pretty early. So I think our friends and neighbors might want to know another secret watering hole to go and, you know, take a dip and cool off. So the cool thing about Connecticut is that we have, I mean, one of the many cool things is that we have over 600 miles of coastline, and we have over 3,000 rivers, basins, lakes, all around the state. So I know I'm fond of, we have a pontoon boat, and we keep our pontoon boat on Lake Gardner Lake.
Nice.
In Salem. And yeah, it is absolutely, we were out there yesterday. It's beautiful. But if you are like, you know what, Rach, I really don't want to go out in the humidity. I don't even want to be blasted in the face with 100 degree wind. There's plenty of things to do inside Connecticut as well to cool down. So one of those things is the Beyond Van Gogh and Beyond Monet, the immersive experience, which is super cool. And that's happening now at the Connecticut Convention Center in Hartford through Sunday. And it's the last chance for families to come check this exhibit out. Some of the world's most famous artists, Claude Monet, Vincent Van Gogh, and it exhibits the works of life through stunning immersive projections. So that's really what it is. You walk through all these projections, you can see Starry Night, sunflower, water lilies. Very, very cool.
I mean, Connecticut has its own Monets, right, at the Hillstead Museum.
Yeah. That's it. Isn't that wild?
I remember the first time I was in there. Now, again, I am not an art major. I don't, you know, fawn over artists. I mean, I appreciate their work. But standing there in the Hillstead Museum in front of an actual real Monet, the hair on my arm stood up. It was a moment. Yeah. So if you have a chance to take the kids there, have them appreciate that, that is another great place to go. But this is an immersive experience. It sounds so great.
It is. And it's right in our capital city. So right at the convention center. Parking, getting there is super duper easy. So be sure to look that up and check that out. And then traveling now to southeastern Connecticut at the Mystic Aquarium, they just opened up two new exhibits, and they're featuring a brand new indoor adventure park and VR experience. It's the new Dino Seas exhibit, and that features interactive experiences. It's a two-story aerial adventure ropes course, indoor play area, and live amphibian and reptile habitats. So definitely want to check out something like that. If you like CGI and state-of-the-art motion platform technologies, definitely check that out.
So they have a lizard there. I have to say this. They have a lizard, that you have to be a certain age in order to touch it. And I think that age is maybe five. I think it's five. And my daughter was too young to pet the lizard when we were there, but her brother got to do it. we had to go back. That was a goal for us. The next year, we had to go back to Mystic Aquarium so she could pet the lizard.
Oh, what a sweet girl. Oh, and I bet she remembered that, too.
Yeah, oh, she remembers it.
They've got memories like an elephant, I tell you.
Truly, yeah. She's, you know, 16 now and, you know, boys, but whatever. Okay, so let's move on. on to this. This is a ropes course, so, like, I'm up in the air.
Yes, you are. So it's a two-story, it's aerial adventure. So you can, it's really, you know, get those kids to blast off some energy and, you know, take a walk around the aquarium. But since we're talking about ropes course and things like that, I have to talk about Great Wolf Lodge. Great Wolf Lodge is an indoor-outdoor water park that just opened up at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And it has an indoor ropes course as well, which is super duper cool. It's a great way to heat and cool off the summer. You can book overnight stay, or you can even grab day passes. And it's 92,000 square foot indoor water park. It's comfortably climate controlled. There's over 13 water slides, and you know, so it's good for every age, including my 39-year-old self, who can't wait to slap on a bathing suit and go down a water slide. So count me in.
Aren't we always the first ones in line? Come on, let's do this one. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, I am on board that. You had me at water, to be honest with you, Rachel. That all sounds fantastic. Where is there a website people could head to get some more ideas, you know, in case, I don't know why any of those wouldn't work for them, but in case they want to check it out.
Oh, absolutely. So you always can go to ctvisit.com, Connecticut's official state tourism website. And you can also check us out on social media. So our handles are on Instagram at ctvisit. And then on Facebook, it's Visit Connecticut. And we're always posting, you know, great original content of us going through these immersive experiences so you can see what that experience would look like for yourself. So check us out on both social and the website's always updated. There's also a great tab on CT Visit. It's events, and it's what's happening this weekend. And, like, for example, this weekend there's Capital Groove Fest that's coming up. There's also some really fun events around some, like, the Wooden Boat Show is happening at the Mystic Seaport. The International Arts and Ideas Festival is still happening. There's guided kayak tours in the Great Island Wildlife Area in Old Lyme. So you want to check out ctvisit.com, and you can look through the homepage and see where your heart takes you, or go to those events and you can check out everything there.
Rachel Lenda, Director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism, thank you for joining me this morning.